I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 22nd. There were 55 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 555. Quincy's positivity rate is just over 7.4%. The city is in the red category. On the state's risk assessment map, there have been 141 deaths. A Quincy man is charged with attacking another man with a machete in Quincy. On Wednesday, police say 37-year-old Christopher Bell went after the victim with a machete after a verbal argument on Butler Road. At about 11:30 on Wednesday morning, the victim fled the scene. Bell was arrested and charged with assault by means of a dangerous weapon. Today at noon is the deadline for anyone interested in becoming interim Ward 2 Quincy City Councilor to get their letters of intents and resumes to City Hall. Interested candidates must be registered voters in Ward 2. A letter of intent and a resume must be submitted to City Clerk Nicole Crispo and Clerk of Committees Jen Manning. The City Council will meet in special session Monday at 6:30 to name a replacement for Brad Kroll, who resigns this week. There is a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling this week in Quincy due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. And the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at 2 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 22nd.